Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's going to snow at some point this week. We don't know when. We don't know how much. It could be anywhere from 1.5 to 89 inches, we've been told, via the forecast, the local forecast.
Really not that far off.
Yeah, just buckle up.
Just be advised, it's winter, so there may be weather at some point
this week. You could potentially need a broom, like an old lady broom, or you can need a caterpillar that you have to rent, like off of Route 30 somewhere.
Might have to go buy a snowblower from Roscadotti.
Imagine if we went on the air and say the Pirates are going to win somewhere between 30 and 120 games.
Which I could see happening.
Yeah.
Maybe not the 120.
I feel good it'll be in that range, though.
Somewhere. There were times this year where I didn't know if the Steelers were going to score 5 points or score 75 points in a game.
Like a Carolina game. My God.
Tell us what happened last night. You got a phone call. What happened, Jeff?
Yeah, I got a call. As we all do, we get calls from other stations saying, hey, can you come on and discuss what's going on with the Steelers? So it was Denver, so I assumed, okay, they're going to ask me about Mike Munchak and what Munchak is like, the impact he had with the Steelers. First thing off, boom, AB. What's he like?
Who were the hosts, by the way?
Stout and Ray Crockett.
Ray Crockett.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mark Stout is, and they have a great show. They do like wall to wall Broncos like all the time, and it is a really good show. And so I described AB and all the stuff that we've gone over for a week and a half, all the issues with AB, and then Ray Crockett, who's played in the league. He described, I've been around football for 3 decades, and I know divas. And he's like, so I want to discuss the real issue. The role that Mike Tomlin and more so Ben Roethlisberger has in AB's issues. And I kind of paused and said, well, they're AB's issues. I mean, maybe Ben, but Ben forced balls to him. Ben did whatever he could. I mean, yeah, did he say something on a radio show? Absolutely he did on our station. But, man, I didn't see any issues. And how is this on Ben Roethlisberger? And that, again, speaks to that narrative of – somehow, what AB is going through and what he is doing
is not his fault.
Exactly.
People trying to blame
someone else.
Well, Ray Crockett, aside from being, wasn't he the other coach with Dick Butkus on Bound for Glory?
Was he?
I believe he may have been. I could be wrong. But aside from that,
he's not the guy from Kentucky that went down.
No, but I think he was. I think he was on that show. Anyway, Ray Crockett, are people searching for something to where they just don't want AB to be the bad guy here? Or is maybe the truth in the middle?
That's what I was going to say. There's an undercurrent of this stuff that's been coming out since the AB blow-up that points towards Ben and the way he talks to or treats AB, and really all of his receivers in general, right?
Hey, I wouldn't want to be a teammate of Ben's a lot of time. I'll be honest with you.
But the problem with that undercurrent is it's going too far in seeking to absolve Antonio Brown of all blame in this situation. Like, you came into this franchise, this organization, knowing full well what Ben Roethlisberger is like.
Are you meaning to tell me it doesn't need to be an either-or proposition?
Imagine that. It's not a black-white issue.
Neither a race issue either.
Right.
Are you meaning to tell me that? Because some people are trying to make it one, Jeff.
Yes, they absolutely are. And, you know, Roethlisberger is his own guy. Listen, from what we see from him, he goes in, he's on time, he goes to meetings, he doesn't hang out with guys, and he goes home. He's got 3 kids. A lot of those guys don't have kids, don't have those responsibilities. They'll hang out in that room. They'll buddy out. They'll go out to dinner. Ben isn't a part of that. That doesn't make him a bad guy. That doesn't mean he hates everybody. And if he's critical of Antonio Brown, he's the captain of the damn offense. And if he says something, then the guy should just listen.
But you're right. You are right. You are absolutely right. All the way to the point. I can understand. I'm not saying I would feel this way. I can understand how some people don't like being publicly flogged on the radio.
Yes.
I can understand that.
But although publicly flogged is, he ran a bad route.
Nah, he got on James Washington a little
bit. Okay, he did. He's a rookie.
I'm just saying,
Ben's mind, and Washington got better after those comments.
I agree with you. For me, it would have no impact.
Look, for Antonio,
but I'm looking at the current day modern athlete.
Well, and I'm just trying to kind of, it's a scary place to be, but you try to get inside Antonio Brown's head and his mind space just a little bit to try and figure out what led to all of this mushrooming the way it did. And look at all the things that have happened this year, right? So he comes in and he feels stressed out or whatever it may be. And then Scarpino goes at him and says, well, you're lucky you have Ben, right? And then Juju wins the team MVP. And Ben's yelling at him in practice for not running the route right. And he's putting it on him after the Denver game. You didn't run the right route in the end zone. That's why I got
this. It's also true that Ben doesn't have the popularity outside that he has in Pittsburgh. Ben isn't viewed as nearly as nice a guy outside of Pittsburgh as he is in Pittsburgh.
And who cares? There are a lot of...
I'm just saying that's the case.
Right. No, that's absolutely
true. Well, I think
true.
We've become but numb Chris, to Ben to a certain point here
yeah,
in Pittsburgh.
You're right.
You've hit on it. When Juju was named MVP, that is what set AB off because his teammates voted for the young kid, the guy who's in my shadow, as the team MVP and not me.
Well, I think that's the cherry on top of everything.
But I think that's a big old cherry.
Because I think, again, he wants to be – the reason they win. We talked about that this season when he wasn't getting 6, 7, 8 catches a week, but was getting one touchdown here and there. He wants to be the reason they win. And that goes to he wants to be the guy that everybody looks at and says, the Steelers are where they are because of AB.
Which is why the touchdowns were okay.
Right. And then all of a sudden, when things started to come up, the quarterback yelling at you, the younger wide receiver winning team MVP, that's the things that make him look around and go, oh, you guys don't think I'm the reason we're winning? I'll show you.
I'll show you. I'll drive 100 miles an hour.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.